reading for this Christmas Eve is from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Caesar Augustus and unknown Quirinius, all the world and Nazareth, Joseph, the heir of David, and peasant Mary, the virgin, and the firstborn, the human child and an animal's manger, shepherds and angels, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, great and small, glorious and humble, hidden and revealed. The acts of God are always this way, so staggeringly obvious that we creatures can't have any other expression than awe. Yet they are often hidden behind providence or means or simply the passage of time. Awe is the natural reaction and always has been when we're looking up at the night sky. Whether that night sky was the music of the spheres as they glided through the ether, or billions and billions of stars populating the expanding multiverse, it was great, and we were small. The majesty of a creator God was written across it, yet that creator God's could become distant in it. He could become capricious, bestowing favors upon favorites and ignoring the rest. Could become so distant, he was just a watchmaker, and eventually no longer even needing a maker. Likewise, in small things, a backyard puddle is a marvel of life. A drop of water on a microscope slide teems with those marvels. Skipping from biology to physics, those thousands of living microbial creatures, just like we are made from protons and electrons, and those from quarks, and those humming to the vibrations of strings and membranes. The riotous persistence of life at all levels shouts about the one that all life is dependent upon. Yet that life can seemingly be hidden behind equations and suppositions. A great chain of being becoming turtles all the way down. Likewise, in actions in this world. Anyone like me, born in the midst of that long twilight struggle of the Cold War, the idea that the Soviet Union is no longer in existence is nothing but a miracle. God ushering the nations onto the stage and shuffling them off when the iniquity is full, and doing so without a single shot or a nuclear blast. But then, that's the way of the world. Empires rise and fall. No need to elaborate beyond that. Gibbon's search for the cause of the fall of Rome might just as well have been said to be the second law of thermodynamics. The glory of God is revealed, is shouted from rooftops every day, yet it remains stubbornly hidden, covered by time, worn down by expectations. In the words of Don Draper, you'd be surprised at how quickly this never happened. Into that world, the Christ comes. It's into that paradox of hidden and revealed glory that the incarnation arrives. And suddenly, but at just the right time, announced by choirs of angels for all the world to shepherds in the armpit, reestablishing forever a long dead throne, the eternal glory of God and his hidden nature are combined at one point in Jesus, the helpless babe. The fullness of the Father is seen. The eternal word of God through which all things were made has become man. Great and small, glorious and humble, hidden and revealed, together in one Christ. One Christ not by conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of humanity into God. One Christ whose entire life would be to reveal the love of God for all flesh, for all of his creation. One Christ whose entire life was humiliation for our exaltation. One Christ who would descend into hell to give us heaven. One Christ who would bear the sins of mankind, that the peace of God might come to us. That Christ is what the ancient hymn writer called the key of David. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. That key opens up our understanding of God's way in this world and God's intentions for us. We were not meant to be divided high from low. We were not meant to be scattered and atomized and at each other's throats. The world was not meant to be the war of all against all, but the kingdom of God. In that manger is the singularity, the inbreaking of the kingdom, the coming of peace for all who grasp that key of David. If the swaddling clothes seem tawdry, admire the angels singing praises together. If you're inclined to despise the manger, raise up your eyes and behold the star. If you believe the mundane things, believe also the mighty. If you dispute the lowliness, look with reverence on the high and the heaven. Ponder that mystery. Follow the wisdom of his mother Mary and gather up all of these things in your heart. Because that paradox of great and small, of hidden and revealed, is not just obfuscation. You can approach it from either side, from the glory from above or from the humility from below. But approach it in faith. And this Christ is the key. This Christ is the reconciliation of all things that this world puts at enmity. Here, hidden and revealed at the same time, is the fullness of all. And do that pondering tonight. Don't let another Christmas come and go without taking that mystery into your heart, without providing a bed soft, undefiled within you for this humble child. For tonight, that key is turned. Tonight, the angels announce and the shepherds follow. Tonight, the earth pauses and the peace of God reigns. Tonight is the time of grace. Tomorrow, Satan will obfuscate. Tomorrow, the world will seem no different. Tomorrow, even your own flesh will work against you, but tonight we have the key of David. Tonight he is both hidden and revealed and comes to us by faith. And tomorrow that glory shall be revealed to all. And the day of faith, that day of grace, shall end. Gather up the awe tonight. Let the peace of God rest on your hearts tonight and for all the nights to come. Amen.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.